Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox, together with the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Okay, this was found on Reddit. Thanks, Reddit. Hey, everyone. I'm applying this cycle and wanted to know if any of y'all have advice or experience in applying with a CNF. What's a CNF?
Character and fitness issue.
Got it.
Apparently, Redditors are just calling that a CNF. Oh, I have a CNF.
It's a euphemism.
It's basically you got arrested for weed in the dorms, or you got a DUI, or you got, or, you know, whatever, okay, arrested for some stuff. They're calling that apparently a CNF.
There you go. All right. Now you know. In junior year of high school, I was arrested
typo
for misdemeanor theft/shoplifting. I ended up getting deferred adjudication. I don't know what deferred adjudication is. What does that mean? They wait until you...
Well, probably a thing that happens to minors where they just say, it's kind of like a, not probation, but it's like, well, tell you what, we're going to judge you on this later.
Okay. I don't...
It's got to be another typo.
Jeez Louise. I don't not have it expunged and will address it in my application. Okay, so you haven't expunged it and you have to address it. I'm a year out of college. My stats is a 3.94 and a 172 URM, which is underrepresented minority, and you have average SOFs. How far are my chances at HYS, which is Harvard, Yale, Stanford, or any other T14 for that matter? I'm definitely applying broadly.
How far gone are my chances was the question. How far are my chances, which doesn't make any sense. But how far gone are my chances? What do you think, Ben? A high school misdemeanor theft/shoplifting with deferred adjudication? What do you think?
3.94, 172 URM. I think these schools are still going to be interested.
I'd be shocked if this applicant doesn't get into top 14 schools. That 3.94 is a killer GPA.
Killer GPA. It's a decent LSAT score for these schools. It's okay. And the URM, though, that combined with that LSAT score, that's a diamond in the rough.
Yep. The top law schools are like seriously interested in admitting URMs with those kinds of numbers. You're a very rare bird. And so I think you're going to find multiple T14s that are interested in you. You do have to address this issue skillfully. Basically, they're going to ask you questions about it and you're going to have to respond. How should someone respond, Ben, to a question that's like, if you've ever been convicted or if you've ever been arrested?
Own it and let it go.
Please explain.
There's no excuses. It just happened. It's over. Let's move on. The shorter you can keep the discussion, the better. And if you own it,
So you disclose it.
This happened.
Yep.
I haven't done anything like that since. Thank you. Let's focus on the future.
Yep. Is that it?
Yeah. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.